Well, that directive from the president was a great sign for social conservatives. There had been some questions about where the president was going to come down on some of those key issues. Right after he won the election, Trump said he wouldn't try to fight the Supreme Court's 2015 ruling that legalized gay marriage everywhere. And throughout his campaign, there were doubts about whether he was actually against legal abortions. In general, Trump has had his trouble mixing with the different branches of traditional conservatism, which makes this weekend's Conservative Political Action Conference so interesting. It's the biggest annual meeting for conservatives, and NPR's Don Gagne is there at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center just outside Washington, D.C. Don, welcome.
Hey, glad to be here.
So, a little context. Tell us about CPAC and what the scene is like there today.
We will have more than 10,000 conservative activists here. It is, as you said, the biggest such gathering. It happens every year. They've been doing it since 1974. And it's like part campaign rally, especially so in election years. So this one might be just a little more muted along those lines. But part kind of, you know, policy forum or salon, part carnival, especially if you wander through the exhibit area downstairs where you can, Eric, you can get a beer koozie for just about any conservative cause you can imagine if you work your way through there. It's also, you know, part mixer. You have all kinds of college students here, mostly here, you know, either with some help paying for the registration fees or on scholarship. And it's just the place that you have to be if you're a conservative activist in America.
Well, let's listen to White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. She spoke this morning about Trump's campaign and how his message fits with the message of CPAC.
He's sort of the first candidate of his type, that non-politician, true outsider who's coming to shake up the system. That seems to me to be very relatable and resonant with CPAC.
Don, Ronald Reagan had some of that outsider allure and appeal, and he was embraced by traditional conservatives. He won the CPAC straw poll, presidential straw poll, for many years. But Trump certainly had a rockier time dovetailing with conservatives, correct?
Yes, and you know, that outsider comparison is okay, but you don't want to go too far in making the Trump-Reagan comparison at this point. Reagan spoke at the very first CPAC, and he is really the patron saint of this organization. He or Barry Goldwater. It was Goldwater's campaign for president in 1964 that was one of the things that encouraged a group of conservatives to kind of get together and form this organization. It was a decade later that we got the first CPAC conference. But CPAC attendees even will tell you that while they knew exactly where Ronald Reagan was coming from on things, they're still kind of keeping a wary eye on President Trump. They like a lot of what they've seen since the election, the Supreme Court pick, the cabinet picks, the battles with the media, but it's not quite that full-on embrace.
They might not fully trust him. Let's listen to a clip of Dan Schneider, the executive director of the American Conservative Union. He gave a speech today called "The Alt-Right Ain't Right at All."
They are not part of us. They are anti-Semites. They are racists. They are sexists.
Don, we know that Milo Yiannopoulos, the alt-right star, I guess you could say fading star, was originally invited to speak this weekend, but that invite was rescinded. Talk about what place at the table the more extreme parts of the right have at this weekend's meeting, if they do.
You know, they are not front and center, which is not to say that that they're not represented here. I mean, there's a pretty good sized booth for Breitbart News, and you know, that's certainly a news organization that the alt-right embraces and supports. But it is you know, conservatives from across the spectrum here, and a good number of them kind of old school mainstream conservatives. You've got evangelical conservatives, you've got the like, but we will, you know, hear from the likes of Steve Bannon, you know, the Breitbart publisher and now top White House strategist. So that's you know, that's there, and you can't ignore that. But to say there's like a real alt-right presence here, you know, you couldn't say that at all.
Don, from a policy perspective, what's the highest priority there this weekend? Immigration, finding a way to repeal the Affordable Care Act, what?
Those are certainly big things. Obviously, tax reform. You hear all of those things, but ultimately, this is not a policy conference. It's almost a bonding experience as much as it is anything else. And they will talk policy, and we'll hear about all of those things. But ultimately, all of that stuff's going to be driven by the White House and the Congress.
All right. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on it. You'll be reporting on it from CPAC, NPR political correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks so much, Don.
All right. My pleasure.